205, please. Thank you. Hi, this is Mildred. I'm calling from the front desk with your wake-up call. Okay, according to our systems, you did. It looks like you also have another one. Looks like it's for 1:15 in the morning. Yes, I'm just calling with your wake-up call as you scheduled. We have a computer which records the different times that guests request wake-up calls, and you have one for right now, and then another one for 1:15. I personally can't cancel them, but my manager may be able to. Let me put him on the line. Yes, this is for room 205. Let me put my manager, Mr. Fondeman, on the line, and he can probably help you cancel that. One moment.
Yes, hello. This is Bob Fondeman.
Yeah, hi.
Yes, I'm the assistant manager at Sioux Bay Motel. I'm sorry, but we have on schedule with you, just a few seconds ago that we called you, and we got another one for 1 a.m. today.
Yeah, can we cancel the other one?
Well, personally, I cannot do that. I'm on the assistant manager, so I do not have the power to do that, but we do have the room manager here, the main manager, Mildred. He can do that for you. I don't have any authority over this, but he'd be more than happy to help you. I'll get him right now. Hold on.
Hello, this is Alex, manager at Super 8 Motel.
I don't know how this mistake happened, but we didn't want to wake up calling for Ken and the other one.
Oh, let's see. Yeah, it's a little bit tricky with how our system works. Maybe we need to get the system updated. It's not the first time we've had this kind of issue, but the way our computers are currently programmed is that once a wake-up call is scheduled, we can't do anything to cancel it. We can add different wake-up calls at a different time, but there's nothing we can do to stop the ones that have already been scheduled. Let me see what time to schedule for it. I'll see if there's anything that you'd override this. Okay, looks like you have one for 1:15. One at 1:30, and it looks like you have another one at 2:05.
What's that? How come I have all these wake-up calls? What is that?
I'm not exactly sure. I can ask some of the staff.
I can handle one, but I cannot handle a call every 30 minutes to wake me up in the middle of the night.
I can definitely say this is going to be an inconvenience for you, and I apologize, but there's just nothing I can do about the computer. I can certainly offer you a complimentary toothbrush and some free shampoo if that would help. I mean, I can definitely work out something and we can get you. Well, normally we charge 50 cents for the toothbrushes and $1.50 for the shampoo, but we can give you a toothbrush and some shampoo on the house to, for the inconvenience. Well, unfortunately, there's nothing I can do about the wake-up calls. Would you like to add one for a different time? Or what time do you want the wake-up call for? Okay, so we definitely won't schedule any additional ones. But let me see if I can override the system. Yeah, but let me try something in the computer. Let me see if there's any way I might be able to force it to cancel. Hold on. Oh, man. Oh, crap. I'm going to have to call IT. I actually just made a mistake. I was trying to cancel the one at 2:15, and I had accidentally clicked the wrong button. It looks like I've just accidentally scheduled another one for 3:15 instead of canceling that one. So now I've got a 3:15 added to the other one. dialing star. Okay, I can. Let me have you type in a code on your phone.
Another phone call tonight? This is not
going to happen. Ma'am, there's no need to be rude with me. I'm doing the best I can to resolve this issue.
You're telling me that there's nothing you can do and you're going
to
keep calling me every
2 minutes. I'm afraid I have to. The company policy is we have to call.
Why are you talking right now?
We have to call when there's a wake up call. That's just company policy. Okay, and you do realize that these wake-up calls are not free. You do realize that there's a $15 charge per wake-up call.
What?
I'm sorry, ma'am, that is the case. I might be able to waive maybe $5 off of the bill, but...
No way. I'm not going to pay for this. I didn't order this. I don't know who this is.
Ma'am, I'm afraid there's nothing I can do. It's just this is a corporate-owned company, and there's a limit to what I can and can't do. If you want to maybe speak with the district manager, he'll be back in the office next Thursday. Yes, I am. I'm calling you from the front desk.
From the front desk.
I'm coming to you. So I can see if we can cancel. Let me see. Nope, I'm afraid I can't cancel your wake-up calls. Would you like me to remove $5 from the bill as a courtesy? Yes, I can take $5 off as a one-time courtesy. Unfortunately, I can only apply that credit once. Ma'am, I'm afraid that there's nothing else that we can do about this. I mean, I can.
Why don't you
want
to discuss with me? Why are we talking over the phone?
Because, ma'am, I'm.